Nolte, Scapegoat George Clooney to Step Back from Politics. By John Nolte on November 11, 2024. According to this Daily Mail article, George Clooney feels he's being scapegoated over Donald Trump's triumphant presidential victory last week. George Clooney feels he is being used as a scapegoat in the furious blame game over who could have cost Kamala Harris the election, and will now take a step back from politics, reports the Daily Mail. Clooney threw his support behind Harris after penning a blistering op-ed on why Joe Biden would cost the Democrats the win if he didn't abandon his campaign. The report continues, adding, but it still wasn't enough to prevent a historic victory for Donald Trump. Clooney has since been criticized by Democrats for his influence during the election, with some claiming Harris' loss was his fault. "We know Democrats are blindly lashing out because this makes no sense. Let's take these one by one. Do they believe Clooney's op-ed calling for Biden to drop out caused the Democrats to lose the presidency because Biden would have won? Over the weekend we watched Sand kick Joe Biden's ass. Biden had zero chance against Trump. Do they believe an earlier endorsement from Clooney would have affected the election outcome? That's just dumb. The only thing you can blame Clooney for is what all elite Democrats can be blamed for. And that's covering up for Biden's mental and physical deterioration until the cover-up imploded during that presidential debate." In that op-ed, Clooney admitted he knew Biden wasn't up to the job weeks earlier during a Glitz Hollywood fundraiser. Why didn't he say something then? Everyone knew Biden wasn't up to running again long before that op-ed. Clooney knew it. Democrats knew it. The media knew it. We the people knew it. But instead of doing something about it for the good of the country, Democrats and the media gaslighted the public with that sharp-as-attack nonsense, until it was too late. While it's doubtful anyone could have defeated Trump in a presidential year where the results of the Democrat agenda were undeniably catastrophic, there's no question a robust primary to choose Biden's replacement would have helped the Democrat brand and better prepared the nominee to sharpen his or her message and handle media interviews. I'm not sure it would have helped Kamala Harris. Over the 107 days of her campaign, she never improved, but she might not have won an open primary. Regardless, let's not allow ourselves to get caught up in the Democrat blame game. It wasn't messaging or timing that drove a majority of Americans to Trump, it was policy. Biden gave the far left everything it wanted, and the results were catastrophic to our economy, our cities, the world, and especially our children. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.